when I was in my primary school, there was a learning center and just near my home. And then my father wanted me to practice English more, so that he sent me to that learning center. And then what's the most memorable thing is that the tutors there are not local people. They are from, some of them are from Philippines, and some of them are from Africa.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, I don't really like going to that learning center because I feel that their English is not really that good. And it seems like it's better for me to stay at home and chat with my mate. Would be even better than going to that learning center. But then I discovered that their English are actually quite good, and they taught me a lot about reading stories and writing short.
Essay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I still remember how that center looked like and how the learning mode is in that center. So I think it's quite a memorable learning experience because it's not just local people or those Americans would be good at teaching English.
That's good to know. And did they give you any advice on how to kind of improve your English, or did they do anything that is special to you, like, oh, you're very nice, you helped me learn English? Did they do anything?
We did not do much grammar exercise, or what we mainly focus on playing games or writing some short essays. And then we learned with a group of students, and then we chat with each other or play some games at the center. So it was quite interesting, and you don't feel like you have learning pressure. You're like playing with some kids and with the tutors, but you're actually learning English because you have to speak in English with one another.
Terrific, and I think you just mentioned a good point, and like learning without a really big learning pressure actually helps you to be more kind of just ease into the learning process. So that's good to know. And let's talk about your reading experience. Do you have anything to share?
I like reading Chinese books more than English books, but I bought a lot of English books at home, and I always keep them there, and I don't really flip over them. But as I remember, in Form 5, we have to do some kind of book report for our for handing in marks, and then we also have to do oral presentations. And at that time, I was really, really busy, and I don't even have time to finish my homework. But because I want to get good grades, so I keep on reading a book called One Day, the movie as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then because I don't have enough time to read the book, so I just read half of it, and then I start watching the movie for completing my report. And then after the report, I found that book quite interesting, and then after that report is done, I still keep on reading the half that is not finished.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's quite memorable because I was really busy, and that was a very English book.
Mm-hmm.
No, English book seldom aroused my interest,
mm-hmm.
and that was quite a few times of experience that I really want to finish a book. And I think after I finished the book, it took me around a few months to really finish the whole book, but that was quite pleasurable because I feel like I have completed something I never did before.
Yeah, and I think it's not really critical if you're not rushing for an assignment as to just take your time to finish a book, because it's all about pleasure and you're having a good time reading it, and that's what matters. So, and you mentioned you have a pile of English books at home. So if you were to pick one book from that pile, like what book would you pick to just read it for pleasure?
I have a book called Lone Wolf.
Lone Wolf.
And then actually I have started reading like one third of the book.
Mm-hmm.
But then because I don't have enough time, and I'm not a person with persistence,
mm-hmm.
so I gave up halfway. So if I have to pick a book, I think I would like to complete that book.